In month of prayer, I've mentioned that already, and my slogan for month of prayer has always been pray more than you've prayed before. What does that look like? So if you have prayed for 1 minute a week in the previous year, don't try and emulate some great person of the faith who prays for 3 hours from 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay. Pray more than you've prayed before. If you spend 10 minutes listening to the news on your radio in the car, maybe you want to just, without closing your eyes, pray for that time. If you prayed once or twice a week in a formal way, maybe you want to pray 3 times a week. That's what pray more than you've prayed before looks like. It's simply just taking it a little bit more seriously in your life. Last week, I looked at the first couple of lines of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And spoke about God's name, God's kingdom, and God's will. And so I hope that this last week, since that sermon, you've used words in your prayers to give praise and adoration to God. So simply not going with a shopping list, but starting at points saying, Almighty God, great God, big God, you're Lord of all. You're great and mighty. You're a strong tower. You cover us with your wings. Those are good ways to give praise and adoration to Almighty God. Until now, and I mentioned it a few times last week, the prayer is all about God. It's been all about God, not about us. But then in that scripture in Matthew 6, 9 through 13, the next line says, give us this day our daily bread, or give us today our daily bread. So now we come to a place where we start asking God. So last week I kept reminding you, we're not asking God, it's not about us. But today, we're at that place. Give us today our daily bread. If you think about it for a moment, there's never a shortage of things that we can ask God for. Right now, if I said, let's list a couple of things, we would have a board full in no time. We live lives that constantly have things we should be praying about or can be praying about. We live in a world where there's never a shortage. If you look at Google News now, you can pray about something. 10 minutes' time, you'll pray about something brand new. We live in a place where there's no shortage. In 1942, in the Second World War, the siege of Leningrad was taking hold. Nothing could get in and out of Leningrad. Winter was coming in. There was no food. There was very little electricity. And it was getting cold. And during that siege, a telephone line was set up to the outside world, the only communication. It was actually a lifeline to people who were in a very different situation. But often the line went dead. But the operators never stopped calling that line because they knew if somebody answered, supplies and help would come. One of the operators later said, we kept ringing even when we thought no one was there because stopping meant giving up. Eventually the line connected, supplies came in convoy, and people's lives were saved. Sometimes our prayer can feel a little bit like that telephone line. Sometimes we pray and it feels as though nobody has heard us. Sometimes we pray, silence. So this morning I want to speak about honest, broken, and persistent prayer. Jesus speaks about this in a parable in Luke 18. And fundamentally, what he's saying is don't stop asking. Let me read that parable to you now. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversaries. For some time he refused, But finally, he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, he will find faith on the earth. The first thing that we see is that the widow prayed an honest prayer. We must go to God in the same way. She said, grant me justice against my adversaries. She didn't pretend everything was okay. She didn't try and keep the harsh reality from Almighty God. She simply said, grant me justice against my adversaries. She brings her real problem to God. Even though sometimes in that place our language is not polished, sometimes it's confusion, frustration, desperation. But God wants us to be honest with Him. He already knows the truth of our hearts. It's not like we're bringing something brand new to God. He knows. But He invites us to bring it in honesty. We sometimes think there's prayers we cannot pray to God. But listen to some of the psalmists as they prayed. Psalm 13 says this, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. What about Psalm 22? My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer, but by night, but I find no rest. These are not isolated incidents. Go to Psalm 88. I am overwhelmed with troubles, and my life draws near to death. I'm counted among those who go down to the pit. I'm like one without strength. I'm set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. All of these psalms and many other scriptures in the Old Testament are places where people wrestle but are honest with Almighty God in their struggles. People don't pretend, but they tell God the truth. Are you honest when you go to God in prayer? Have you expressed the pain in your heart to Him? So we must go to God in honest prayer. We sometimes have prayer from a broken place. God hears the helpless. The widow had prayed, grant me justice against my adversaries. We don't really pick up on brokenness and desperation in that prayer. But don't worry, we don't have to go far to find prayers. I don't want to try and shoehorn this scripture this morning into the right place for this point, but if we go to 1 Samuel 1, 10 and 11, look what happens to Hannah. She's unable to fall pregnant and she prays this prayer. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. There's a prayer from a broken place. She's childless, she's mocked. It's an important thing for a woman, and she's just not getting pregnant. She pours out her heart before Almighty God. The priest even thinks that she's drunk. He sees her lips moving, but hears nothing and thinks, uh-oh, she's drunk. But she's really praying silently to God. David in Psalm 13, verse 1 and 2 says, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? These are his words to God to express where he is. David feels abandoned, he feels forgotten, he's overwhelmed, but he doesn't stop praying. In Mark 9, verse 24, we read about the prayer of a father for his sick son. I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief, says this father. He's desperate, and he brings the suffering of his son to Almighty God. His prayer is honest as he wrestles with faith and doubt. He doesn't pretend he's got all the faith in the world. He rather says, help me with my unbelief. What about the prophet Jonah? If you want to be in a dark place, he was in a dark place for 3 days. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. He's in the belly of a fish. It's not a darker place than that, and a smellier place, I'm guessing. But he's in a desperate place, but he cries out to Almighty God. In Luke 18, the tax collector prayed, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. As he prays these words, he feels so condemned by his sin, he doesn't even look up to God. His eyes are downcast. But this short prayer comes with repentance, with shame. Yet Jesus says this man has been justified. In our scripture of the widow and the judge, the widow has no power. Women in that day didn't hold the card, didn't have the power. They had no legal standing, they had no protection. She's completely dependent. And that's one of the points of this parable that Jesus told. Prayer works best when we realize we cannot fix everything ourselves. Prayer works best when we realize we cannot do life with its many challenges on our own. Brokenness is not a weakness in prayer. Brokenness is often the doorway to prayer. God listens to those who know they need him. We must go to God with honest prayer. We must go to God as we feel broken. We can pray in that place. And then persistent prayer. Don't give up praying. Our scripture today said, because this widow keeps bothering me. Jesus said this, and you might feel like you're a bother at some points to God, but the parable is about not giving up on praying. She keeps going to the judge again and again and again. The point Jesus is making is not that God is like the reluctant judge. That's not what the point of this. The point is the opposite. If even an unjust judge will finally relent, then how much more will a loving father respond to his children? But the key instructions in that verse, in Luke 18, verse 1. Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. It's clear. We are to pray always. This is talking about persistence. You might realize there's two different meanings that we can get from this bit of scripture here. The first is always pray and not give up. It's to not give up. The Greek word for give up is enkakain. It's to not lose heart. It's to not become discouraged. It's to not grow weary. He's addressing a very real human experience. When I'm faced with a challenge, a difficult spot, where is God? Many people face this challenge. It means that we must keep going to God with our requests, even if we feel as though his answer is delayed, never coming. Don't assume silence means that God is ignoring you. He's not. The other slightly deeper meaning is that when we pray, we are less likely to lose heart. Prayer is not only how we ask God to change our circumstances. Prayer is how we keep our hearts from giving up when we are praying and including him in our lives. This is Jesus' idea. Don't stop praying. He's the one that said, don't give up. Jesus says that it is what we must do in prayer. So persistent prayer is always saying that I'm going to pray now, I'm going to pray tomorrow, I'm going to pray the next day, I'm going to pray the next day, and so on, and so on, and so on. because God is listening and God is hearing and God will do something. So you might not know this, but I had a brother. My brother was born in 1972. He was the light lummicky. He arrived on the scene quite unexpectedly. And when he was a little bit older in life, he was on a motorbike. And he had a motorbike accident. He was taken to an ICU. And from the moment he got to the ICU, he never regained consciousness. After his spell in the ICU, when he was stable and there was nothing more that they could do, he was transferred to a care center in a vegetative state. He never spoke to us again. For 9 months, he was in a coma before he passed away. I know what it's like to pray prayers from a broken place. I know what it's like to pray prayers when everything seems hopeless. I've been there. He passed away in 2000. I'm not sure why God did that. I don't blame him. There's lots of questions that I have, of course. I don't blame God, but I always want to know what happened. And what did the prayers do that I did pray? He wasn't healed. We were hoping. And there were always little signs. You know what it's like if you're in that place. You think, oh, he's rallying. This is a good sign. Or he could possibly make it. So I'm still waiting to speak to God one day and say, hey, how did those prayers go down? But we're called to pray. We're called to pray honest. We're called to pray in broken places. We're called to pray persistently. The scripture I read this morning ends like this. Will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. That's a promise. God will come through for us. He will give us justice. In whatever form that looks like, he will do that. And there's this moment you might miss if you don't look for it in that parable. The very last couple of words. Will Jesus, it says, will he find faith on the earth? Here, Jesus ends the parable by connecting persistent prayer to faith. When we are going without ceasing in prayer, we are demonstrating our faith in God. We must go honestly. We must go from our brokenness. We must persistently go to God. And all of this is evidence of our faith. Somebody once said, God may delay the answer, but he never ignores the cry. So just quickly, I want to jump back. Remember I mentioned Hannah, who prayed. She gave birth. I mentioned David. He asked, how long? What happened? Well, we don't know. But we do know that he ends that psalm by saying, but I will trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. Even before circumstances changed, David chooses trust. The father of the sixth son, turns out that child was demon-possessed and Christ chased the demon out. He was healed. Jonah, we know what happened with Jonah. He got spat out to continue the mission that God had sent him on. He preaches to the people in Nineveh. They change their ways. He's upset because God's not going to smite them, but that's his problem. The tax collector, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. The verse tells us, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. This prayer, this simple prayer, makes him justified before God. Honest prayer says, God, this is what is really going on. broken prayer says, God, I cannot fix this. And persistent prayer says, God, I will keep coming to you. Jesus says, keep asking, keep praying. Your Father hears you.